my 2023 review. Woo! That took a while. I've spent some time on the very last day of 2023, and in truth, a few days after, reflecting on the year gone by. The main way this was done was by looking at all of the photos I've taken from the year. There were a lot of them. I've picked around 600 of them and shown them below. 2023 was a great year. In a slightly chronological but also thematic account, I cycled, of course, and this year I massively encouraged others to do so. I partook in every Critical Mass Nottingham and launched Critical Mass Nottingham 2. I met up with family, friends and made some new friends. I helped my best friend try to become a counsellor, as he had helped me a few years before. I took part in 2 naked cycle rides. I campaigned for cycling. I walked a lot more. I got into running. Firstly, the treadmill, where I ran many, many miles, and to my surprise, out in the wild, where I ran 155 miles. I celebrated prides in Lincoln, London, and Nottingham. I went to Skegness on holiday, and my old job in student accommodation, as the students checked out and left items, I collected them all together and gave them away to those who needed it. 500 items were saved from the incinerator. I used the tram a lot. I started a new job. I now work for the council, helping to encourage and enable people to walk and cycle. I had an MRI scan. I did 3 park runs. I went to see S Club. I went to the gym a bit. I ate out a lot. I had takeaways a lot. I went to Liverpool and I had some great family time over Christmas. So, why is there this photo obsession? Yes, I do take a lot of photos. The idiom, if a tree falls in a forest and no one is around to hear it, does it really make a sound, is somewhat facetiously replaced with, if a photo is not taken, did it really happen? There is a fine line between living in the moment and over-recording the moment, and the implications the latter has on the former can be problematic. The usefulness, however, of my photo-taking quest was proven to me just yesterday when I reviewed last year's and the year before's photos. Memories had faded, but this brought them right back. I remembered my feelings at the time. Without a photo, would I remember them again? Also, it does wonders for my grasp of time. How was that only back in January? Or, wow, that was only back in January. I have photo reviewed 2022, 21, 20, 19, 18, 17 and 16. So, how was my cycling? Firstly, tradition dictates that this blog post discusses my cycling. At some point earlier this year, I knew that my total mileage cycled would be dismally low, so I ceased to consider it a thing. In years gone by, I would check often that my Garmin was working correctly by syncing the data and recording it. Although the checking of the data stopped, the turning on of the Garmin did not. Years of recording have made the act feel almost natural. I could pretend that without this check, there must have been some kind of computer error, and my incredibly low total of 880 miles was because many miles were simply missed. But I do actually think this is quite accurate. This is 375 miles lower than last year. It is the lowest of 9 years of recording, and 1,468 miles lower than my peak year of 2019. Here's a link to the data. Why has this happened? This was the first full year of living a minute away from a tram stop, and the first year having a whole year's season ticket for the tram. It is so cheap, regular, and easy. it is never caught up in congestion. I never have to worry about the incompetent drivers close passing me or threatening to hit me. I never have to worry about parking my bicycle and the worry of whether it will be there when I return. Although at the beginning of this year I did cycle to work, my new job, which I've been at now for 4 months, is directly on the tram line. Cycling is still my passion without a shadow of a doubt. In fact, my new job is working for the council in the transport strategy team, encouraging and enabling more people to cycle and walk. So although my miles may be lower, I am hopefully getting more people to add to theirs. Other movement instead. I think in years previous, there was this need to cycle, sometimes every single day, because I seeked movement. As well as the many other benefits of cycling, the activity and exercise is definitely up there for me. As my cycling has decreased, directly in its place has seen me walk a whole lot more. And if my Google Watch tells me that I am not near 10,000 steps as a minimum, then something is wrong. I have also developed a keen interest in running, or perhaps jogging. I've dabbled in jogging or running before, here and there, but it's never really been my thing. In 2019, a stroke made any jogging for a few years afterwards just not feel quite right. My right leg was not exactly coordinating. This improved, and in fact, I found out that no one else could see any difference, but in my head, especially if I concentrated, it felt like it was hugely out of place. At the beginning of the year, I had access to a free gym at my previous place of work, and I ran a lot on the treadmill. Never did I ever think that I would be running outside. My watch tells me that in the summer I got into running around my local park, Forest Recreation Ground. This year I ran a total distance, a little further afield, of 155 miles outside, with my longest single run being 7.63 miles and the average total length being 2.6. I got into park run too. I have only done 3 of them, and my personal best is 26 minutes and 35 seconds. And so, here are the photos of the year. So, what does it mean that a photo has been selected and another not so? I am not sure. I take a lot of photos. The process of selecting and narrowing them down could take me days and days and days, so I have to be quick with my decisions. Perhaps the speed leaves not enough time to ponder the importance of every one, or maybe there's a hidden reason they are excluded or included. Who knows? Uploading this many photos did mean there were a few technical glitches too, but the vast majority of them that I wanted are there. Speak soon, Samuel.